As you've heard, the title of the message is False Miracles. We have passed the worldly holiday season of Christmas and New Year's, where the term Christmas miracle is used quite frequently. A Christmas miracle is described as an unexpected or wonderful or highly improbable event that happens around Christmas time, often bringing joy and happiness. The term can also be used to describe something that is highly improbable, but not quite a miracle, in a somewhat sarcastic way. For example, wow, the whole family has agreed to watch a movie together. It's a Christmas miracle. I'm sure you've heard that term a lot in movies or wherever you are. The idea of a Christmas miracle is often associated with faith and belief in something extraordinary. Some examples of Christmas miracles include the Virgin Mary conceiving and giving birth to Jesus, the wise men following a star to worship Jesus, Joseph's family escaping from Herod and going to Egypt after an angel warned Joseph in a dream. Some people also believe that Jesus is the Christmas miracle and that through him they can receive salvation, new beginnings, and eternal life. Well, one thing is for sure, that the birth of Jesus Christ is a miracle and is necessary for our salvation through his sacrifice for mankind. However, he has nothing to do with Christmas, has nothing to do with December 25, all the pagan origins behind it, since the Bible is very clear that he was not born at that time, nor should we even celebrate Christmas. Of course, we talk about this in great detail in our booklet, Don't Keep Christmas. So if you want to know the truth about that, please get yourself a copy, reread it like we normally do anyway every year to refresh our insight and understanding. We also have a phrase, the New Year's miracle, and that can refer to the expectation of something different, surprising, and joyful in the new year. It can also refer to the belief that God will act in unexpected ways for the good of people and for God's glory. New Year's Day is also pagan-derived, and it is also deceiving, for the biblical new year does not begin January 1st, but during the spring, during the Passover time, which the Bible also makes very clear. And our booklet is that in the Bible, man's holidays and God's holy days goes into this in much more detail. Now, with these false miracles that we hear every year, we need to be focused and wise to the understanding God has given us and not be persuaded into that which is false. And there will be much more deception in the coming future. False miracles will deceive many. Matthew 24:24 says that false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if, or better, wherever possible, even the elect. That's talking about God's people. But I do want to turn to 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 8. 2 Thessalonians 2, starting verse 8. Then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one, or false prophet, is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Verse 10, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive or they didn't retain the love of the truth that they might be saved. A true conviction for the truth. And verse 11, and for the reason God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie. Just like with everything else in our life, God allows things to happen. He doesn't force anything upon us. We always have a choice to make. Verse 12, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth and had pleasure in unrighteousness. And there you go. That's what it's all behind. It's the unrighteousness that they don't want to get rid of, which is why they'll be easily deceived. Even at the time of Moses, we saw how Pharaoh's magicians were able to perform miracles, just as God performed miracles through Moses. God later had demonstrated his dominance by performing miracles the magicians, or more accurately, the demons who were empowering the magicians, were not able to replicate. Again, God allowed these things to happen, but only to a certain point. So, if miracles can be from either God or through Satan and his demons, how are we to discern the difference? Now, God's people should be able to recognize that, as we see in Matthew 7, verse 15. Matthew 7, verse 15, a warning to us. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. And also in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 2, 1 John chapter 4, verse 2, reading from verse 2 through verse 6. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is a spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. Anybody that's against Christ is Antichrist. You are of God, verse 4. Little children, you have overcome them, those false teachers, false deception, because he who is in you is greater than he, that is Satan, who is in the world. Verse 5. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. Verse 6. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. This is how we recognize false teachers. We examine their fruit. Are they doing the work of God and teaching in agreement with God's word? If they are not doing and teaching the truth, no matter what miracles are performed, then they are not of God. Miracles that were performed in the New Testament were done exclusively by the apostles and their close associates. The miracles served to prove the gospel message, the good news, and the ministry of the apostles. Acts 2 verse 43 states where many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. We should never doubt God's ability to perform miracles, and we are all witnesses to that as he has intervened countless times on our behalf, great or small. But he does also tell us to be vigilant and to be aware of modern day miracles in Matthew chapter 12, verse 39 and 40. Matthew 12, verse 39. He answered and said to the Pharisees, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." This right here disproves Easter, another miracle that the world looks at. We are to seek after truth, not miracles. And there are many who will ask Christ what is prophesied in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Matthew 7, verse 21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Verse 22, "Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, done many wonders or miracles in your name?'" Verse 23, "And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you.'" Why? Because they didn't give up. What we read next, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Something that they were still doing. You can't do both things. The fate of those responsible for horrible deception with their lies and false miracles is revealed in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 20. Revelation 19 verse 20. "The beast was captured, and with him the false prophet," this European religious leader. That is alive today. This is a matter of time before he's revealed. "Who worked signs in his presence by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worship his image. These two were cast alive into lake of fire burning with brimstone." Their fate is inevitable. And we know what's going to happen. It says it right here in the Bible. And this is why we have to remain vigilant. This time is just ahead of us, and we need to be ready. More wars, more destruction, more pain and sorrow all over the world, again, is inevitable. We have just begun a new year, and look what tragedies have already occurred. And we're going to hear about this more and more. Standing Watch program that just was released goes into that. The announcements, which you're going to hear about, goes into that. We have just started this new year. These are scary times. But we know that God is there to protect us as he promises us that he would, as long as we remain obedient to him.